Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Ben Brown, director and curator of the Clark Historical Museum. In the community case for the month of February is an exhibit by Arlene Harton and Milt Fegley with help from Ray Hillman on the USS Milwaukee disaster. In the early morning fog of December 14, 1916, the H-3 Garfish grounded on Samoa Beach near Eureka. The crew was taken off in a dramatic and heroic rescue operation by the U.S. Coast Guard. An unsuccessful salvage attempt was made by the Monitor Cheyenne and the tug Iroquois. Shortly after Christmas, the Navy called for bids to refloat the stranded submarine. Six bids ranging from $18,000 to $72,000 were received. Most were considered too high. The $18,000 bid from Eureka-based Mercer Fraser Company was worrisomely low, and the government was skeptical that the contractor could do the work. Accordingly, the Navy decided to undertake the salvage itself. Now supplemented by the 9,700-ton flagship of the Coast Torpedo Force, the armored cruiser Milwaukee with 21,000 horsepower worked alongside the Iroquois and Cheyenne to pull the stranded submarine free. In dense fog on the night of January 13, 1917, after pulling 2 days, Iroquois' tow line parted. Before another tow line could be rigged, the cruiser found itself unable to maneuver and at the mercy of a strong current and was forced ashore. She grounded hard and broke up, a total loss. As ships stranded on sandy beaches will do, H-3 had worked her way 300 feet north and buried herself 6 feet deeper in the sand. The naval units were removed from the salvage work and contract was negotiated with Mercer Fraser for their original bid of $18,000. The imaginative salvage plan called for moving the submarine overland more than a mile and launching her into Humboldt Bay. In the first of two phases, pilings were driven around the ship to support jacks used in conjunction with a timber crib and lifting slings to raise the submarine and lower it onto rollers. In the second phase, the submarine was hauled along a pine track by a winch and moved along at 550 feet per day and was launched in the Humboldt Bay on April 20, 1917. The submarine had been salvaged by a skilled and imaginative effort, but the cost of having lost a Milwaukee was high. Two lives were lost in the incident. One, a seaman with the U.S. Navy trying to get the tow line ashore. The second was part of the crew building a railroad trestle to the side of the Milwaukee for salvage by the Navy. The loss of the Milwaukee was the worst peacetime loss in history of the U.S. Navy to 1917, costing $7.5 million. The Milwaukee was later stripped by building a pier to the ship and removing salvaged equipment across the beach. Mercer Fraser was originally established in 1870 and remains in business today as a general construction contractor in Eureka. They also helped in recent years to place a large rock on the North Spit near the wreck of the Milwaukee. If you have a historically important story to our region and are interested in using the community case, the only requirement is that you have an active membership and are willing to plan, design, and install the exhibit. Exhibits stay on display for 1 month. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.